Hi everyone, you are listening to Yacht Femme on Yachting International Radio, where we discuss women in yachting.
Welcome to Yacht Femme, where we talk about the women that make the yachting industry. I'm your host, Andrea Tagliaferro. Learn who they are, how they got into yachting, and what they do today.
Meet Julia Boss, partner and designer at Love Enough Design. Julia is an architect, artist, yacht designer, and partner at Love Enough Design. The studio is behind some of the most innovative, award-winning super yachts and specializes on exterior design. Julia began her career drafting and creating general arrangement plans. Now she leads designers to take projects from conceptual stages to production. Love Enough Design's first office was in Moscow. Now the studio has opened a second location in Barcelona, where Julia currently resides with her husband and child.
Okay. Hi everyone, welcome back to Yacht Femme. I am here with Julia Boss. She is the head designer and partner at Love Enough Design Firm, now based in Barcelona. She's gonna give us some insight in her how she got into yachting as a designer, and she is also an artist and other things in the mix. So I'm very excited for you to get to know her. Hi, how are you?
Hi, thank you for having me. So, I'm Julia Boss, but in yachting industry, more known as Julia Lobanov, as a partner and wife of Igor Lobanov from Lobanov Design. And I'm exterior and interior designer there and working more than 13 years together. So as you said, we're based in Barcelona now.
Well, no, thanks for the background intro. So let's dive in now into how did you get into the yachting industry?
So for me, it started quite early and by, let's say, a coincidence. Yeah, because I met Igor several years before he started his own yachting studio. So I just met him through common friends and we became friends. And he knew that I'm studying architecture and design. And I knew that he was involved as client's representative for Motor Yacht A building with Philip Stark back then. And he was designing a private jet interior and something else. So like crazy, luxurious projects that it felt for me as like in, I was 20 years old and I was studying in Moscow and all that sounds for me so exotic. Right.
Well, for me too, so don't worry.
Well, still now, yeah. So, and then when I was doing my diploma in my university and I was already working as an architect in the studio, he just invited me as a friend, you know, like I'm here doing some exciting stuff. I'm opening my yacht design studio and I have a project. Like, would you like to try?
And was all this still when you were in Moscow or had you guys moved?
Yeah, it was in Moscow. Yeah. So we started in Moscow. It was like for, several years it was based in Moscow. Yeah, okay. So it was the team from Russian guys only. Yeah. So he invited me and I was so excited. I just took my, extra night hours to draw it. And he liked it. And I joined the team. So there were some other designers, some architects, and we started to hire some more people. And then, yes, gradually just I'm here, still here.
Well, that's great. So you started designing and drafting. What is your role now in the firm? What do you do?
So, if we come back, at the beginning again, so it was just I was hired as an architect, so I was supposed to do general arrangements plans, to plan the architecture, maybe interiors, etc. But I actually was so fascinated by the exterior design by itself, so I started to draw it as well. So I had so many ideas, and actually Igor let me just do it as I want, but he was always open for any ideas and he liked my ideas as well. So actually I think from the maybe even from the first year, I jumped into exterior design straight away. And so I would say that it grew into a proper partnership. So now I can do, as I was, general arrangements, mm-hmm. I can do sketching, concepts, furniture design, clients meetings, presentations, Photoshop, etc., etc. So we're quite multitasking. For the last 2 years, I was learning how to delegate and how to manage the projects. Yeah, mm-hmm. by developing the ideas, but using other architects and designers. Yeah, so mm-hmm. it's more like a leading.
What kind of projects do you take on? Do you have a focus on size of the yachts, or do you go do yachts, homes, and I don't know, planes as well? So what does the firm focus on?
So we were focusing on the, let's say, private transport. Yeah, so we tried to take some new airplane interiors, but it felt out. So we were concentrated on yachts. Yeah, let's say so. And we took mostly like a super yachts. So the very first contract actually we signed was like 120 meters boat. And quite a big start it was. But unfortunately, then when the 2008 crisis happened, and so despite we were paid for our job, but the project was cancelled. So the next one was 85 meter by Ocean Co, which is now called Amore Vero. And the next one was 110. So basically, yes, more or less we were working with super yachts. But then we realized that, you know, it takes 5 years to build such a beast. So actually to see more ideas embodied, yeah, we probably have to start working with a smaller size. Yeah, just for see the because the construction is quite faster. Yeah, so it's easy. You're just going to see your boat in a year. So now we are very proud of the project we're doing with Overmarine Mangusta, mm-hmm. which is a really famous range of boats, and it's quite popular. And we now issued the first one, which is just 104 feet, which is like around 30 meter, and it's like a really small boat for us. But it was challenging because it's the boating series, so it's going to be produced like in many pieces.
Those are great too, the ones that get produced multiple times. I know super yachts are wonderful, but they're unique and bespoke, and that's beautiful, but it's also, I think, the limiting part of it. You do one. And you mentioned, and I don't want to like cut you off there, but you were saying how that could also be a faster way to see the design evolving versus you waiting, you design something, and 5 years later, so many things happen in the world that you can't change because that project is still on that track. So I understand.
Yeah, and if you bear in mind that we did probably the design that you see issued like in the 2017, we may have started to work on it like in 2010. So it's like for us, it's like 10, 8 years of work. And it's like, it's a lot, yeah. And and because we're really keen to make every project unique, yeah, so we never copy our designs. So this is another challenge that we placed for us, yeah, for ourselves.
Of course. So coming into that, if you've seen things evolving, or let's go into, have you seen changes in this long career in the yachting industry, and where do you see the future of yachting going?
So here, yeah, I would say about, from a design perspective, I would say that for me, yachting design industry was a bit conservative. just because I was always comparing with product design, with architecture and car design, yeah, the super fast evolving industries. But I just think that happens because how many clients we have in yachting, yeah? So it's like, you can count them, yeah, just in, I don't know, maybe in hundreds, yeah? So it's not the millions of people who are pushing this progress. And it's obviously following these clients, and it's normal for yachting, yeah? So it's not driven by, let's say, marketing. It's driven by the owners, and it's fine, yeah, for this industry. So, but I feel that last years, it got more, let's say, dynamic, and I don't know, more just great designs appearing every year. So, and we like it. I think it's really, you know, when one brave design appears, it's good for everyone. Because let's say it changes the market, it changes how people open their eyes, yeah, and they see that, oh, okay, that could be that unusual, that beautiful, or that radical, for example.
Well, like when Excellence, I think it is, when it came out, that the hull was just so striking, good or bad, everybody has something to say about it. So at least like same thing you're saying, at least people saw, oh, you know what, they don't like it, but this could be something I can ask my designer to do for me.
Yeah.
I definitely have seen changes, people being a little bit more bold and not caring about the traditional lines that they had to stick to.
Because, you know, it's kind of a statement. Yeah. And if people seeing other clients really brave enough to make this statement, and they, I don't know, it's like the clientele is also changing, yeah? So we have now new waves of clients coming, yeah, younger and with different requests. So another thing that is going to change, I think, it's going to be more sustainable, I hope. At least, yeah. So again, I think the world's trends, they're still changing the yachting as well, obviously.
I want to hear what has been your biggest accomplishment or something that you said, I'm super proud, I can't believe I was the one that did that.
Yeah, it's a nice question because I've been asked before, and it's always really easy to start talking about the trophies, the awards we got for...
which are very nice as well.
But yeah, okay. Which is very... Yeah, it was. It was, but for me, for myself, it was very interesting. Then when I actually was presented these trophies, it wasn't that exciting as going and see the boat in production. Mm-hmm. And actually to move the project into, just into life, you know. Mm-hmm. So for me, I would say the proudest moment when I was like 28 or something, and I went to the shipyard alone for a progress meeting to choose the materials, to sign the drawings and everything. So to actually like to lead the project. For certain stage, and for me, yes, then when I felt like, okay, I have this competence, and actually like people really trusting me, the progress, and that was super exciting.
And you also mentioned that that you left out right now, you were also a woman amongst many men. The yachting industry, yes, it is male dominated, but when you're talking about construction, it becomes even more. And when you're in your design studio, it's you, and you may have selected a couple of designers, but here you were alone at someone else's office at the shipyard, commanding the room among so many other men.
Mm-hmm.
So,
this is No, it's just now interesting because you know what I thought? That it was actually easier for me to go alone and be presented as a designer than when we used to travel as usually with Igor. When I was like assumed as a secretary or girlfriend, or you know, like young pretty girl, yeah, what do you do with this designer? Yeah, it's like obviously just, you know, hanging right. around. So here it was no question. So I just came and I was signing the thing. Yeah, I was telling what to do or how to correct the thing. So I feel that it's really controversial, you see. So I was side by side with my partner, but because of that, I was assumed as just a, you know, like a,
the plus one.
Plus one, exactly. Yeah, like adding one part, you know, just for
correct.
Making a nicer picture. Or what, I don't know. And when people actually realize that this part of the job is mine, they were like, ah, really? Okay, nice to meet you. Yeah, it was like really, but I mean, you know, it takes time. I'm really, I don't know how, but I never got really offended by that. Like, let's say, I would say from people around me. Yeah, so from people who are distant. But the it's very painful when it comes from people who are near you, I would say.
Yeah, I see what you mean. If you don't know them, it's a little, it doesn't hurt that much. It's like when we say,
yeah, it's like, okay, it's your stereotypes, like I will broke them, yeah, because I know that I can do something. But talking about the question you had before, I think this is also changing, because, you know, like, I mean, I wouldn't say that now the female discrimination exists. I mean, it's still maybe in your, I don't know, like maybe in subconscious settings or somewhere, and it will change in maybe in one or two generations. But I mean, the literally, if you're doing your job great, nobody would stop you. Yeah, they just, I mean, it's just the first impression that yes,
I've heard it from people that have been in the industry for, because it's very different in a sense that I am not one of those people starting out today. So I can't assess how they're, what's their first impression, because at some point, like you, like you've been around long enough, people now recognize you as an entity. We're not new 2020, right? And what I have heard from people that have been in the industry for long periods, for like 30 plus years, is that maybe the first impression, first of all, doesn't last as long. It's like they see you, but a second later, they know that you mean business and they let you, you know, carry on with your job. But the second one that consistently happens is they would be under negotiated. And what it means is, I heard from two people that were negotiating royalties on a serious build. And the shipyard, which I'll not name, said that they never ever have done this and they would never do this. Funny thing is, I knew the interior design and the naval architect. The interior design female was told that that never happened. The naval architect, for the same project, they didn't know each other, got the royalty and said, if you don't do it my way, I just walk out. Either way, they took him seriously and not her. So maybe first impression is changing, but it seems like, and this could be just an isolated event, the negotiation part is, it's still a little bit undermined.
Done.
Exactly. Well, we have seen improvement, so it's still a definitely a positive trajectory we are on. So in the same conversation, we aren't starting, you've been in the industry for longer, longer than many. If you were starting up today, what would you tell yourself? What advice you wish someone had told you that you could have skipped and gone like, oh, if only, what would you tell yourself?
Yeah, this is a, you know, if I would start now, I'm already a different person when I was, yeah, like when I started, what was it? Like, again, like 22 or something, I was literally a child. But I would definitely say to myself that never allow people devaluate your talent or your creative knowledge, you know, like the expertise you can bring to the project. Yeah. And especially when they think so, when they doubt so, because you're a girl and you're young. Yeah. So don't let it in. let's say. And another thing that I'm still working on, and it's still a good advice for me, that to work and sort out my inner insecurities and mm-hmm. fears, to step out and say what I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel that anyhow, the more confident I get, the more people see me as a professional.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit like it works for me different way. It starts from within. Yeah. So for me, it's like a psychological way of being successful, if I can say so.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'll be confident when the other people see me, but unless I'm confident with myself, no one else will see me. So you definitely have to start the process. It's hard when you're struggling with what's within.
Yeah, because it happened to me, you know, in the situation when people were doubting my skills, for example, and I wasn't protecting myself. And then the question to me, why didn't I? Yeah, so it's not the question to these people. They were like, okay, they were provoking me in a certain way, but people do, and life do provoke us. So, but the question to me, yeah, why I felt defeated then.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's great. Be strong, be mentally strong. Well, thank you so much for taking the time and talking to us and letting us into your journey. We look forward to seeing so much from you.
Thank you, Andrea. Thank you for inviting me. It was a pleasure.
Well, have a great one. By the way, she's based in Barcelona and cannot fly right now. So if you are around, this is your chance to actually meet her for coffee. So take advantage. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to Beyond FOM. If you like what you heard, please like, subscribe, and comment. Your comment will help us reach a broader audience. And don't miss the next episode. Bye.